1981.
Phoenix FM.
Let's check your style.
Turn your radios up.
Just legendary.
Let's go.
Phoenix FM.
And we dance till we drop, drop, till we drop.
Is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
7,500 runners from Zambia to the world. Wa Zambia. Well done. Thank you for making the Absa Marathon an unforgettable experience. Your strides showcase our tenacious Zambian spirit that we are proud to share. Zambia Kuchalo. Let's make the Absa Marathon bigger and better next year. Your story matters. Absa.
The headline. Government issues 90 artisanal licenses and trains over 100 for gold mining in Northwestern Province. Vesco announces 6 hours of electricity for residential customers daily. And in global news, Keir Starmer vows never to surrender British flag. Good evening, Malumba Malumba, with the Phoenix FM News. The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has issued more than 100 certificates of attendance, 90 artisanal mining licenses, and is set to train 200 more cooperatives to conduct gold mining operations in Kikonge area of Northwestern Province. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Mufumbwe yesterday, Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kavosoe said the ministry's efforts in small-scale gold mining involving cooperatives should be fully utilized. Mr. Kavosoe said government's commitment to ensuring legal and safe mining would generate wealth not only for foreigners but Zambian citizens as well. Mr. Kavosoe called on Zambia Consolidated Copper Mines Investment Holdings PLC ZCCMIH to mop up the gold and put up washing plants for the miners to wash their gold.
Mufuyi Lenga was mining you trade properly and formally. That's why ZCCMIH is here. Artisanal and small scale mining is 100% for Zambia. And President Cheche wants to make sure that you are the beneficiary of this mineral. When we train cooperators, it will employ 3,000 people initially. It was applied by the families they look after. That will give you 20,000 benefiting from here. Again, 200 more are going to go in class. ZCCMIH, you have told us you have the money to mop up the gold. We need the washing plant to come here so that these artisanal miners can wash their gold properly.
Meanwhile, Provincial Minister Robert Lieff warned individuals attempting to purchase a portion of land in Kikonge area that they would face the full force of the law.
On behalf of the province, let me assure you that just as we conclude, I'm calling the Minister of Defense to flash out that there are some people who want to get a title deed on the same tenure. That will not be allowed under the leadership of Mr. Hakainde Hichilema. Under my leadership here, provincial administration, as long as I remain the provincial minister for Northwestern Province, that title deed, wherever you are, you are not going to get it.
And the CCMIH Chief Executive Officer Kakememwa Muyangwa confirmed that the company is financially ready to purchase all the gold mined in Kikonge and is in the process of establishing offices in Mufumbwe district to support the initiative. Power utility Vesco has announced that residential customers will experience 6 hours of power supply following a concerted work to stabilize the supply system. The corporation says the 6-hour daily supply schedule applies for the week of 14 to 20 September 2025 as the national grid recovers from system instability compounded by Mamba Energy Limited's planned biannual maintenance running from 17 August to 21 September. In a statement by the Corporate Affairs Department, Zesco notes that the week's load management continues at stage 10 and indicates that critical services, including hospitals and water treatment facilities, will not be affected by the revised schedule, while adjusted hours have been set for industrial and commercial customers to reflect operational priorities and safeguards. Zesco has also apologized for the disruption and says it will adhere to the published schedules where possible, but warns that faults, vandalism, theft of equipment and other unplanned outages may cause changes. The Local Government and Rural Development Minister Gift Sialuwalo has reiterated his ministry's commitment to working with the Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises Development as well as the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry in creating an enabling environment for small and medium enterprise SME sector growth. This follows a recent call by a group of small business owners for stronger engagement with local authorities to address the growing burden of compliance, costs and unclear regulations. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sialuwalo says the ministry is currently engaging controlling officers at local authorities in an effort to communicate the agency of an enabling environment for SME sector growth. Mr. Sialuwalo notes that government has an agenda to grow the SME sector and ultimately grow the economy, and that his ministry should not at any point delay this process.
The PS has been directed to call the local authority, the controlling officer, so that at least they have to make sure understand what we want to achieve as a nation. People have difficulties and you need people to stabilize in their businesses. And not only that, even an increment, there can be minimal or nominal increment, not increments that we have been seeing of late. That is unacceptable, doesn't order well with the efforts that the government has put in place in trying to revive the economy. So the local authority shouldn't be seen to be against the drive that the government has.
Newly appointed Zambia Ambassador to Brazil, Lieutenant General Denis Alivuzwi, has pledged to strengthen bilateral ties in trade, investment, agriculture and energy. During a courtesy call to the Dean of the African Diplomatic Corps in Brasilia, Ambassador Alivuzwi reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to deepening cooperation with fellow African nations in Brazil and to presenting a unified African voice on issues of common interest. The meeting with Cameroon's Ambassador Martin Agbo Mbeng focused on building solidarity and coordinated action to boost the continent's visibility and influence in the region. Ambassador Alivuzwi outlined a broad agenda aimed at expanding economic links, including efforts to attract investment, promote agricultural partnerships, and explore energy collaboration that could support sustainable development in Zambia. He also signaled intent to bolster cultural and educational exchanges that would reinforce long-term people-to-people ties between Zambia and Brazil. This is contained in a statement issued by Zambia's first Secretary for Press in Brazil, Lloyd Kapusa. The Ndola City Council has started the process of digitizing the public bus system in order to improve efficiency of public transport in the city. Council Public Relations Manager Rebecca Mushota says the local authority launched the project to register buses and drivers digitally, manage queuing systems, enforce compliance and curb disorderly loading and the operation of unregistered vehicles. In a statement, Ms. Mushota says the initiative includes development of a commuter online application and installation of smart screens and cameras at bus stops to provide real-time information on bus availability, enable mobile money payments, and allow passengers to rate driver conduct. She says the local authority is confident that the platform will streamline operations, improve the commuter experience, and boost council revenue from bus lazies, enabling reinvestment in bus stops and stations. Ms. Mushota has further indicated that the council is currently testing the concept and has begun stakeholder consultations to ensure the system meets the needs of all users, including people living with disabilities, drivers, school pupils and teachers.